The Case of the Disappearing Bees by Cynthia Graber. Honeybees don't just make honey. They are an important part of the food chain that humans depend on. Every spring, beekeepers set up hives or colonies of honeybees in orchards and fields around the country. The bees then do what they always do: fly around and dine on nectar and pollen hidden in the plant's flowers. As they munch, they pick up pollen on their bodies and carry it from one plant to another, which enables the plants to reproduce. When the bees eat their fill, they return home to their hives. But in the spring of 2007, something bizarre happened. The bees flew out of their hives as usual. This time, though, they never returned. And it didn't just happen to one or two beekeepers. Bees were disappearing all over the country. Some beekeepers lost more than half of their bees, millions at a time. They began to panic. Without bees, they can't make a living. Farmers began to panic, too. Without bees, they can't grow much of the food we need to survive. So why did the bees disappear? The mighty bee. Of course, honeybees make honey, but they perform another important task, too. Some plants depend on bugs, birds, or bats to move pollen from one plant to another. This fertilizes the plants so they can create seeds, fruits, and vegetables. Most of the insects and birds that help plants reproduce are highly specialized, meaning they pollinate only certain plants. But honeybees are generalists. They enjoy the nectar of almost any type of plant, so they've become the pollinator farmers use for a variety of crops. Everything from avocados to cherries to almonds. It takes a lot of bees to help crops grow. Farmers put tens of billions of them to work in the United States every year. In fact, we can thank honeybees for about a third of the food we eat. They either pollinate the fruits or vegetables directly, or they pollinate crops that are later fed to cows and other animals whose meat and milk we eat. That means honeybees play a very important role in our food chain. Without a trace. In the past, honeybees have died off in small areas of the country. But this is the first time that so many bee deaths have gone unexplained. Scientists came up with a name for this alarming event: colony collapse disorder, or CCD. As soon as they diagnosed CCD, scientists hurried to figure out what caused it. They had one big problem, however. The bees didn't drop dead outside their hives. They flew out of their hives, never to return. And nobody's been able to find them. So scientists are trying to understand why these insects disappeared without being able to study the insects themselves. They can't dissect the bees to see what's wrong, but instead must work backward. What might cause bees to disappear like this? Are new pesticides designed to kill the bugs that eat farm crops also harming bees? Probably not, because pesticides usually cause bees to drop dead right outside of their hives, which is not the case with CCD. Plus, a pesticide would have to be used very widely to affect so many bees. So scientists wonder if a disease is causing the bees to disappear. This idea is popular, but it hasn't been proven. Scientists first have to identify a disease that might make the bees fly away and never return. Then they have to infect some bees and see if that's what happens. Finally, they have to find and collect dead bees to make sure the disease is what killed them. Another culprit may be the fungus that scientists identified in one of the colonies that collapsed, but it hasn't yet been linked positively to the bees' strange behavior. Other scientists believe the bees might be so tired that they just fly away and get lost. In the past, beekeepers moved their colonies around among a few fields to work a little bit each year. Now they fly bees from coast to coast to work hard all year. Today, with fewer beekeepers serving bigger farms and orchard, bees have more work to do. Perhaps it's a combination of factors. The bees might be tired, and that could make them vulnerable to diseases that didn't bother them before. Or they might have a disease that weakens their immune system, so they come down with other diseases at the same time. Save the bees. Food companies are wondering what might happen if the bees continue to disappear. Häagen-Dazs, the ice cream maker, recently donated money to two universities to help them get to the bottom of this mystery. Without bees, Häagen-Dazs would lose many of its tasty ingredients. Could other pollinators fill the role of honeybees on U.S. farms? Maybe, but there aren't enough of them, and they might not like the plants that honeybees love. Beekeepers, farmers, and scientists alike hope that CCD will pass, as diseases have before. But in the meantime, they'll continue researching the mystery of the disappearing bees so they can prevent it from happening again. Busy, busy bees. Because there are not enough local insects to pollinate all the crops grown on America's huge farms, many beekeepers rent out their bees during pollination season. This map shows the annual journey one keeper makes with his bees, from winters in Idaho to the almond fields of California in February, to the apple orchards of Washington in March, to North Dakota in May to make honey, and then back for a rest in Idaho in November. Those bees work hard.